This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Douglas County's Board of Commissioners formally unveiled litigation targeting the state's immigration laws Monday. State law prohibits local law enforcement officials from arresting someone based on their immigration status and prevents them from sharing immigration status with federal officials. Douglas County Commissioner George Teal says those laws violate the state constitution.
We see it as the duty of the county to push back against these state laws that prohibit us from working with federal authorities to keep Douglas County and our communities safe.
Teal said more counties have inquired about joining the lawsuit, but only El Paso County has taken formal action to join. A new CU Boulder study finds that the pandemic fueled an epidemic of loneliness for older adults. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
More than half of study participants still spend more time at home and less time socializing in public places. Participants cite fear of infection and uncomfortable and hostile social dynamics. Three-quarters dine out less. Two-thirds visit cultural and arts venues less. Researchers worry about the loss of brief, spontaneous interactions in public. They say for adults who live alone, that brief, unplanned exchange with a cashier may be the only friendly smile they see that day. More than 7,000 people over age 55 in every state participated in the study. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Denver Sheriff Department is warning of a new phone scam. In the scam, someone impersonates a sheriff's deputy and provides a fake badge number. The impersonator then tells the person on the phone that there's a warrant out for their arrest, instructing them to go to a Bitcoin machine and pay money to avoid arrest. The Sheriff Department says it would never ask for payments to avoid jail or ask people to use Bitcoin or other wire services. And this is CPR News. It's 7:06.